What I did also is on the back of your agenda, you will see our subcommittee. So if you have forgotten who is on those subcommittees, I went ahead and posted that on the back of the agenda. But the first subcommittee update I want to give you is our parent and community involvement. And this activity has been in the making for a year. If you have been with us on track, we have been talking about our health fair for over a year. And trust me, it took us that long, okay, to get it organized with the contacts and just everything that went on. Just a show of hands, how many of you were in attendance for the WellCat Health and Wellness Fair? Whoa, look at that. That is awesome. That is awesome. So I want to tell you that we had 35 stations that were set up that evening, which is wow, okay, for our first time, okay? We had, for our first time, we had 103 people sign in. So I tell you what, I was really, really pleased. You know, you don't ever know, are two gonna show up? 200 gonna show up? I know, you know, we were talking with Mr. Art about snacks, and so you just try to do your best to plan. But I will tell you, there were so many wonderful, wonderful resources there. I'm just gonna show you just some, just really, non-professional photography, because it was my camera, of what went on there. But I will tell you, there were so many resources there for parents. You're going to see students were there, okay? They came, and it was wonderful. I will tell you, one of the awesome things I started seeing happening was the networking between the organizations that came. That was phenomenal. Hey, where are you from? Oh, really? I didn't know y'all offered that. Oh, well, we're having another event. Can you come? So it became a networking, but in within a networking, and so it was wonderful, okay? I will tell you that I saw all three of our student representatives there, which made my heart so happy, okay? They didn't want their pictures taken, because every time they saw my phone go up, they ran the other way. So that was really a positive thing. I saw them interacting. So what I wanted to do is just share with you some, like I said, non-professional photos of our wellness fair. First of all, okay, child nutrition, wow. Had those healthy snacks out, organized that. We really appreciated it. And there was our two awesome workers there. We had our counselors set up on the back wall. Okay, working and just sharing so many resources. Here is Ms. Duke and Ms. Atkins, and you see Bouncy. Bouncy's become very popular, and so she's actually going to talk about that. You see Bouncy on your tables today. So these are just some, like I said, candid photos. But you can see we had them set up where there was a lot of room and space for people to visit. We did door prizes, okay? And in our last counselor meeting, I was like, let's do door prizes. I don't ever win, but let's do some door prizes. And so we related those door prizes to health, to wellness. And so I think we had a water pick there, a heated blanket, like some
air fryer.
We gave away an air fryer. We gave away like some
relaxation baskets.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Schubert. You can tell who helped me put it together. Okay. Oh, we did a family game. We did some board games and card games with popcorn. So just really, really gave away. And so We were really excited. They were very excited when they won. Okay? And so we get that. Ms. Rice again with someone. Just some candidate. This is a representative of Bouncy.
He's like Australian.
Yeah. Yeah, he had the hey mate accent. So you could just stand in his booth and listen to him talk. All right? And so just some others. We had so many people that just brought things to give away to our community. It was like they just laid it there, take it, it's free. So that big mound that you see right there was toothbrushes and toothpaste sets and just, I mean, just take it. Here's our awesome Coach Long and Coach Kane. They were set up in the foyer showing and showcasing our new curriculum. And so stopping by and looking at that. Our awesome Officer Heath talking at her station about vaping and the dangers of it and the clothing. She was doing an awesome job there. We had Region 6 come out, okay? And I'll tell you, once again, that networking, I think Officer Heath was like, I never knew. And so I know Officer Heath's going to be connecting with them to get some more resources. And so you just learn a lot when you start talking to people. Okay, once again, just some candid shots. Here's our new SPED director. Tanya, who is this right here with you?
She's the Texas Workforce Commission captain.
Okay, all right. So
she's also a grandparent.
Okay.
Grandparent.
Okay, so awesome at their station. We had set up for, when you came out of and got your healthy snacks, a little dining area for people that had small kids that wanted to stop and eat there. So we had, we're trying to think of every avenue we could for the first one. Does anyone know this family? Is that not a precious? Would you like that in an 8x10 or a 5x7?
Yeah.
All right, aren't they precious? And I will tell you, they do some exercise, and they were out there playing with that ball and running, and all. You can tell their daddy is training them well. So here's some of our students. We had our mascot walking around, people taking pictures with the mascot. We even had a couple of our administrators, Ms. Terman and Mr. Meekins, enjoying those healthy snacks. These ladies, are these the Methodist Church ladies? Okay. Wow. They were just like, Ms. Brandon, when can we come back? When can we make more bags? Because they had already made how many bags for them?
I think we have like 100.
100. And then they brought how many to this?
One. Probably about that many, if not. They have a whole closet now at their church that's dedicated to those hygiene products. And so they were ready for pretty much anything. Yeah, and they focus too on getting some stuff for our older girls as they, you know, go through girl stuff. And I know they talked to Nurse Bonnie, so I think they're going to try to get something like that over at the hospital.
Networking. I'm just telling you. But these were they were just the most precious ladies. I said, get together, ladies. I'm getting your pictures. So that was just precious. So you can just see people wandering. And so just my end slide is just a thanks to all of these people right here. You know, that idea started here, you know, as a thought, through conversation, through organizing, through all of these people that you see. And at the bottom, I put in many more, okay? What you just saw was able to happen. And we were already asked, do y'all know the date you're going to do it next year? And I was like, not yet, okay? And so when you get feedback like that, got lots of feedback, okay? We pushed this out, website, Facebook, sent flyers home with students, Remind, so all of the ways that we knew how, okay? And so people were asking about other ways, and so we'll talk about that also. But it was a great time. Anyone have any questions or other comments? Because I saw a lot of hands go up that were there.
I have a comment.
Okay.
So you were talking about connecting. So with Region 6, some of the stuff I had put out was about vapes. Well, they have a whole hidden in plain sight that I could have rented or checked out from them and had that on display. So I'll know that for any other events that we have. If that's something that people would like to see, the hidden in plain sight, then I have access to that. So that was exciting. I didn't know anything about it. So
there you go. Thank you, Officer Heath. That is exciting. So next year, there you go. You got it.
A suggestion that was made to me, which I thought was good as far as like pulling extra people in next year, is to figure out a way to incorporate our kids, like our students, even the little ones, like something that they can do about health and wellness. And so maybe that's something to look at, because usually, you know, if we got our kids involved, then everybody's done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great suggestions, great feedback. Yeah, I'm always open to feedback. Because that's how everything always gets better. Okay. Anyone else hear anything? Or have anything you want to say? Like I said, for the first one, I was really, really pleased. My heart left happy. I saw everyone happy. You know, people were even happy coming out of the immunization area. And so I was like, hey, all right. You know, I had an older lady thank me for that. Because she was talking about transportation and it's hard to get to where she needs to go, and so she thanked me for that, you know. And so happened to be Dr. Bonnie was standing right there, and I said, well, here's one of the ladies that set that up. So, you know, really happy about that.
One of our littles came to get his flu shot and they didn't know the other stuff was going on, and he said, this dude is like triggered.
Yeah. Like trick or treat. Mm-hmm. There you go. So, all right. Yeah, because I will tell you, if you were there, you were taking home a lot of information. Okay? So we're hoping also word of mouth, you know, is that that's the best way that it will get shared out, is, you know, hey, you missed out, or look what I found at the fair, so, or at the, the wellness and health fair. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to look, and we're going to go down and see if we have any other subcommittee updates. So health education, physical education, staff wellness. We can see that's going to be Coach Kane or Coach Long. Do y'all have anything y'all want to share at this time? That's just anything in general. PE, anything that y'all need to share?
Curriculum is doing great. We talk about nutrition activities, eating wellness, so you can do all that today.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We're going to cheat and cake, but if I don't, tell them to make good decisions.
It's hard in this guy.
Yeah,
it's
all right. Yeah, it's been great. You just sit them down and talk to them for about 30, and then we go to the weight room like a day like today. You can't get outside. We try to get them as active as possible. And I tell them the reason why we set up where, like, if you ever see us outside, you ride by, no hard pockets, car rides by, you see the volleyball net, football, baseball bat, the rag ball, the track. They're using all of that so they can find something that they can be active in. And then later on, kind of teaching, hey, you know, this is how you throw a ball correctly. I just really want to get active now. And most of their exams, for me, just like trying to get them good, kind of like their endurance, trying to see backs and reach and progress the backs. Maybe great for it. So we try to build them up to that so they can get to at least a mile by the time the end of the year finishes out. So you ever see it, that's what we kind of working on and working towards. I really want them to play and find something they like to do as physical activity. Because everybody doesn't like to go the way we intimidate sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we just try to give them a small little piece of the environment.
I love that. I love how you're giving them that choice. Thank you, Coach Long. Good. Ms. Kane, do you have anything you want to share from that?
I've been doing that Marathon Kids program as much as I can. They're very motivated right now to like get their laps and get scanned, and running and trying to, you know, be in the lead in their class and just get their mileage up. So we've been checking on that, and the fact that they're motivated and they're doing awesome to do recess, extra just running, and
Good. Glad you got that going. Yeah. So what I hear is we're trying to get our kids active. Okay. We're trying to get them up and going and participating. Thank you for that. So we'll do health services. We have, I call her Dr. Stephanie. So do you have anything that you want to
know?
Okay. The report at this time. All right. I know we've got a safety update coming, so Mr. Woods, you want to just hold off until you get to your safety update, you and Mr. Roberts?
Sure.
Okay. From the counselors, we're going to hear about Bouncy in just a minute, but anything else from our counselors? Okay. All right. And then I just shared that parent and community involvement. So each time we have a SHAG meeting, we'll try to see if there's any updates and things like that. So I appreciate all those updates because this is one of the times that this unique group comes together and we hear what each are doing for our students. So we're going to go ahead and hop into new business. Okay, and I have asked Ms. Duke, and I know that Ms. Atkins will hop in there also to talk.
Jody, can you run?
Yeah, I can do that. So just to tell you while she's coming up, I'm going to tell her she's going to stand up here. This is one of those areas where we're touching our younger students' social, emotional, and mental, all right? So I wanted her to come and share that with you.
Okay. And a few of you have already heard this because you're at your school board meeting. But Bouncy is a program that we were able to purchase. There should be a tab at the top of the should say rookie out right there. And so Bouncy is a play-based therapy animatronic dog. And so I turned them off on them. So there's a whole curriculum that goes with Bouncy that helps teach our kids. As you can tell, he has different colored eyes. He has a prosthetic leg. So it's teaching them about acceptance of, you know, others who are different and accepting their own differences. There's a curriculum that talks about safety. There's music that goes with it. There's activities that go with it. Eventually, they get introduced to Bouncy's little crew, and then they have trading cards that go with them and all kinds of activities. I've started with a couple of my pre-K kids, and they're already picking up on it. You see that you have some baby Bouncies at your table. That came with the set, so if you'll pick those up. If you don't have one, you're going to have to share. So part of it is the kids get these, and so put it on your stomach, or I tell my kids on your tummy, and then we're going to breathe with Bouncy. So you're going to breathe in, and you want to feel him press off of your stomach and then back in, and you can see the animatronic one moves, okay? And so then he also, so he sings some songs.
I made that for high school.
So he has each of his little calls does something different. And then, so this is like one of the videos where they sing. So anyways, they're singing.
Breathing out and breathing in is all you need to do. To calm yourself right now.
I have sloths in my office. So a lot of it is about calming, which we need for a lot of our kids because we see a lot of the little ones that they're not born knowing how to regulate their emotions. So Bouncy helps with that. They learn about safety and secure attachments. We have a lot of kids that home life is not that great. And so, you know, it talks about Bouncy's story that goes with him. Not going to lie, I should have pre-read that before I read it to kids because I got, like, teary-eyed about him getting left. And so he's talking about how, like, he was abandoned and stuff and then how he found a new family. It's a whole thing. It's really, really sweet. It teaches them about resilience. You know, it celebrates the differences. And one of the big things is the research that's based within it. And they have seen in case studies where when this program is put into place and there's other Jody is looking into the third through sixth grade component, and there's also one that goes into high school. And studies have shown that the bouncy program, when implemented, brings tantrums down 94%, rough housing down 75%, disruptive behavior down 99%, and anxiety-driven behaviors down 81%. The model that they give is the whole, like, each classroom having a model. We're not there yet. We're going to have them in our classrooms, and then our BEST program also has one. And they come with, so he has his little blanket, and the kids get to, you know, tuck him in, and his little, we had to talk about how to use a brush, because they wanted to brush him like this. So we had to talk about how we got to be nice to Bouncy, and his little food bowl. And so he has a service vest, and in one of the lessons, they get to learn what that's for, and then they get to wear their own little vest. So like I said, for example, with the two little kids that I'm using it with, one of them, it is their incentive on one of their behavior plans is they want to, when they reach a certain number on their chart, they get to take one of the little bouncies and take a nap with them. And, you know, that friend comes in every morning, we do our check-in, we sit on the floor, and first thing he does is put Bouncy on his stomach, and we talk about, you know, we're staying calm, these are the things we need to do. And so they'll ask about him. And so I look forward to being able to, we're gonna work him into the guidance lesson so all the kids are familiar. There were a few of them that were at the health and wellness fair, and one of the little girls is like, when I said, oh, we have one, and they're like, oh, is it in the nurse's office? Because he has the little this. And I said, no, it's in my office. And you know, you guys will get to see it once we get some training. So it's gonna be something definitely for our tier two and tier three, but also, hopefully our tier ones as well, so those kids get to have that interaction with them. So I'm super excited. I'm very grateful that we were allowed to purchase this program, and I can see that we have really great support through Ripple Effects. The people who have helped us, Lena, which is the salesperson that came and talked to us, she's actually, you know, trying to get involved in just different aspects. Like, she's like, if you have a meeting and you want me to come and talk, or like, I can sponsor lunch. Like, they're super, super supportive. Any questions we have, they've answered right away. And just them being at the Health and Wellness Fair, we just had so much interest in that. And Dr. Frege, I may say he didn't like it, but I did see him going by there quite a few times, so I don't think that was the truth. So anyway, this is Bouncy. Feel free to hug him or whatever, but leave him on your table. Those have to go back with me. So, that's it.
Any questions?
Yes, any questions? Yeah. Anybody like to hold Bouncy this summer? I knew it.
Tell them your new discovery. What did you discover?
Okay, also, Bouncy is bilingual.
There you go.
Okay, hold on, I got to show you. So, I was, she told us they were bilingual, and I was like, I think mine's broke, because he's not. And so, let's see if I can get him to work. He worked this morning. He's not going to work this morning.
I'm going to try that. She's getting him.
There it is.
Okay.
Okay. To get called.
Oh, that's
back.
Not Spanish. Give me a second.
I can't hear it.
Okay. And we had Miss Rose check it out to make sure he wasn't saying anything inappropriate. There you go. And Charles can tell us also, Mr. Boyce can.
Yeah, I couldn't hear it at all when you
turned. He whispers in Spanish.
Yeah. Another
thing I want to share with you is she's letting those that want to touch Bouncy. In Onalaska ISD, at a small pace, our EL population is growing. Okay? And so, you know, we're, you know, needing to serve those kids, support those students also. So, thank you, Miss Duke. I'm so excited. She has no problem talking about Mountain.
No, I told Jody I might get recruited, and I'm fine with that. I mean, I'd still be fine. I'll travel and tell a little bit about Mountain. Okay?
I know.
about that dog.
Just in talking to the gentleman that was at the station, bouncing is becoming very, very popular because of the students that we're seeing and the special needs that they're needing. So, like she said, you heard her mention our BEST program, okay? So, I even had to ask this morning. I knew the B was behavior, but... Ms. Birch, what does BEST stand for?
Behavior and Emotional Support Team.
Okay. So we have that at the elementary, and we're beginning to build that at our junior, senior high, because we're seeing needs also there. Okay. So just working on all of that. Thank you again, Leslie. All right. Mr. Boyce and Mr. Roberts, safety update.
Yeah, we've had a... several updates in our safety, in our area of safety, since our last shack meeting. We're just going to fill y'all in on those. We've completed the fencing project at the elementary, which increased the height of the fence to 8 feet over there, including all the gates. So that is completed now. We also upgraded two exterior doors at the elementary, so those have been replaced with brand new ones. We have finished the intruder-resistant film on both campuses. That's the film that we had installed to cover our windows to keep someone from shattering one of the windows and then gaining access to our building that way. We've had the first TEA campus intruder attempt at the elementary and passed that with flying colors. There was no way for them to get into our elementary campus. They finally just gave up and turned themselves in, went to the front office like they're supposed to do. We have installed two electronic doors at the entrance of the admin office, kind of like at our two campuses. Our Guardian plan has been rolled out district-wide at this point. We've improved and upgraded several things on our network infrastructure for technology, including an upgrade to our filter, the main filter for our entire network, and a few other cybersecurity measures that we have in place for ransomware and virus protection. Recently, we had an opportunity to enact part of our emergency operation plan and provide a reunification location at the junior senior high campus for our neighboring school district. Goodrich ISD had to evacuate, and they came here to do their reunification for students and parents. Went exceptionally well. We had no issues with that. So it was good that we could help them out, but it's also good to see that we could enact things and not have any flaws in those when we need to.
That's all I'll say about that. Mr. Roberts, do you have anything you want to add?
No, that's it.
Okay. Any questions about any of that? A lot of things happening since our last meeting. Thank you, Mr. Boyce.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. Our last bullet for topics of interest or discussion, does anyone have anything that they want brought to the SHAC meeting? I will tell you, when you read in the minutes, Coach Long, it is on there, your interest in clothing and changing out clothing for PE students, so it is on there, okay? All right, so we do still have that on there. It did not lay flat, so I wanted to let you know that. So, Coach Long, would you like, there was a few that weren't here last time, would you like to share? Yeah.
Oh, yes, just talking about hygiene and stuff. You know, people outside running two laps or jogging two laps, you know, they sway, especially when it's hotter outside, just getting them to clean up or change or have another change of clothes, you know, to help. Kids are willing to do it, but it just would help out, probably increase the participation as you're not running in your school clothes.
Okay. Thanks for that, because there was a few that weren't here. And you made a great point last time about they don't come with proper footwear.
Yes.
We got those.
Yeah.
Watch out and stuff like that.
They don't gotta be.
Okay. Degree
okay.
Sure. Sure.
All right. All right. Thank you for that. So you will see that on the minutes when those are sent to you. Any other topics of interest that this committee, you know, is hearing in the community, hearing in the schools, under our health? Okay. Mental, social, emotional, all of those things we touch. All of these things the committee touches. Our counseling services. Anything? Okay. All right.
You made it up.
I have a question.
Bouncy has transportation.
So, some children that, not necessarily that I have experiences with inside the school, maybe some of their siblings or what have you, if there's a thought that they need, they have a need for counseling, do we take that to the counselors? Do y'all have to have a meeting on that? How does that work?
So usually the school counselor is who brings the next.
Okay, so I just bring up an assignment and, okay. Because I didn't know if it was.
And then sometimes depending on what it is, like if there's issues at school, that would be more of like the kids that they would go to her, but then she would decide which ones would need to come to me, right. Like they would need continuous services.
Okay.
But also remember that you can tell them about outside services. Because sometimes it's not that they're having any issues in school, that they just need to have counseling.
Right.
So,
right.
And they can call me and I can direct that however it needs to go.
Right.
I
guess the outside services is what I was thinking more of.
Yeah. And you can still go to her for that, and we'll just make sure she has the list of like all the local. I have a sheet that I printed up of all the local counselors. You could even keep those in your office, Tim, if you want to, and you could give that to them.
Yeah.
And that way they have a choice. That there's men and women on there, so sometimes they prefer a man or a woman, depending on the kid.
Yeah.
I can give that to you so you'll have that as a resource.
I think really a lot of the ones I'm thinking of are their parents aren't going to do anything for them.
And
so
just like when the man committed suicide, you said something to me immediately.
Right.
So don't, I mean, you can also say something to me if you see me on campus and I can determine.
You know. I'll collaborate with Ms. Tireman and that way we can come up with a good resource because a lot of times there's stuff I'm missing that she knows.
And as far as that goes now, I think if you feel like that what we can do is ask the parent to take them to outside, and if we figure out that they're not doing that, then we can kind of step in. You want to have that accountability on them to take care of their kids, because we want them to be able to always do that, right?
Right. Yep.
But if they're not, then we definitely don't want the kids to suffer because of that.
Okay.
Good question. Yeah. Anything else? So just some friendly reminders that I've put for our committee at the bottom of the page. Last meeting, which was our first meeting, okay, you were handed the wellness policy and the bylaws, but mainly the wellness policy is what I'm speaking of today. If you were not at our first meeting, I do have copies of those, just if you show of hands and I can get those to you. Okay. Does anybody else need a copy of that? Those were all passed out the first meeting. Okay. So just a reminder, Mr. Ard did a fantastic job in our first meeting, and he went through the wellness policy. Okay, and he shared with us that it's time to update. Okay. So he asked if you had any suggestions or anything. He is very open in those areas that he talked about, okay? So go back and find your wellness policy and look at that, all right? So now we're funneling it down. At our next meeting, this is going to be one of the topics we're going to talk about. He's going to revisit those areas, okay? Mr. Ard, you hop in if I say something incorrectly. We're going to revise if needed, okay? He's asked if you have any thoughts prior to our next meeting. Please send those. His email is jard@onalaskaisd.net. You can just send him those suggestions or thoughts. But just a friendly reminder, we're going to be revising this. May not need much revision. Okay, did a great job on it the first time. But we know, Mr. Ardle know, something, policies change, laws change, so he can bring all that part to us. Okay? Mr. Ardle, would you like to say anything else about that?
It's important that we'll have only have an annual review next year, and the state will be here, and they will look at stuff like a wellness policy and things, and they want to look, if we change things, make changes and state it with the policies and stuff, that's federal and state guidelines and things. So it's important that we stay up with that. And a lot of this, if you know the wellness policy, you can answer questions to the parents on why can't we serve this or why can't we do this with the way of guidelines we've got. Mm-hmm. Instead of just saying, I don't understand why they don't do it, y'all know the answers to it. And you know, hopefully that helps. But I'm open for suggestions on what y'all think. I like feedback from the kids and the students on things. Sometimes at lunch you'll see me or Robin walk around, we're looking at trash cans, we're looking at food, or their trays and see what they're eating so we can do something better. If they don't like it, and we look like it's low participation, then we can try to find something else different. But it has to stay within the guidelines. I know a lot of us want monster burgers every day, but I can't cook
them.
So yeah, this really helps us. But some of these things, you know, I know we all don't agree with everything that the state federal tells us to do, but we have to follow the policy.
All right, see ya. It's online also. The wellness policy is online, so you can find it at our website, and so you can go on there also. I do want to make circle back to our wellness fair, because the things that were served in the serving line, just like Mr. Arden and I talked about, are things we wanted the parents and everyone to see. We serve our students, that available to our students, and they were like, well, look, they have, you know, this, and they have that, and they have this, and we would let them know. Our students are, this is available to our students. So just, you know,
Robin and McKenzie done a good job of displaying that.
Yeah, they did.
We can have, so.
Yeah. Very, very good job there. And so on that. Okay. So we have two more meetings left. This is our last meeting of the 2023 year. Oh, can you believe? Wow. So the next time that we meet again will be in a brand new year, 2024. And so you see there, we have two dates left. So just please go ahead. You know, I always send something out, but go ahead and put them on your calendars. All right. Any questions, comments, concerns for this committee before we adjourn? Anyone? Once again, I want to thank everyone. Thank Ms. Duke for her presentation, and Mr. Boyce and Mr. Roberts for the update. We will not all be back together again, so please have a happy holiday. And we've got some rest time coming up, so that's always important for your health. All right? Get out there and exercise a little bit. Right, Coach Long and Coach K? After you eat your turkey dinner?
And this morning I used the wellness center.
All righty.
So I had a blast.
All right. Coach Long promote the wellness center. All right. Thank you for that.
I need a workout partner.
All right. Well, have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. 4:30.